Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this, the ninth day of April 2021. And as I sat here this morning doing the show from home, broadcasting with, minimal equipment from home, which sounds actually pretty good on the air, and watching on the side the Masters live from Augusta on my computer, and using my phone to take pictures of, I was thinking about the modern technology that we use today and what my favorite piece of modern technology might be.
Okay.
And I got a couple things, but I wanted to ask you the same question because I recently just purchased a new pair of headphones, wireless earbuds,
mm-hmm.
or wireless Bluetooth headphones that are fantastic. Now, I had a pair before. Rhino ate one of them, so they were worthless. One doesn't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a new pair. I got some of the Beats. They got the little hook on them so you can hook it around your ear because the other ones would fall out.
Okay.
Even with the big tips and everything, I got big ears, I guess. I have a hard time getting some that are comfortable. But these new ones are great. And they're, I didn't know if you know this, but Apple bought Beats.
I think I remember that now that you say that.
So they are like totally linked with your iPhone. As soon as you open the lid to the container that holds them, they connect. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's hooked right into Siri and everything, so you can just push the button and say, hey, Siri, call Rookie, and it'll dial you right up.
That's the amazing part of technology, that they can do that. They can recognize. You want to talk about technological advances.
It's crazy. So I think that's probably one of my favorite pieces of new technology that I just love. I use them all the time. I've only had them for 4 days, I think, and I've used them every day. And the charge, container, the thing that you keep them in, charges them too. You can recharge that. It's like its own battery pack. So you recharge it, so it gets to 100%, and then every time you put your phones in there, it recharges the phones. So it's pretty darn handy, I gotta admit.
Big time spender too, Beats. It's kind of funny. I have wireless headphones.
They were on sale.
I have wireless headphones.
I bought them. They were on sale.
Okay. I have wireless headphones too, but they're over the ear headphones. And Dave. You've golfed with Dave before. He's kind of one of my neighbors. When I walk around with Tanner, when I walk around the lake, and I always wear my headphones, he always gives me grief. So it's like nice '80s headphones that you're wearing.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't like the earbuds. I like over the ear.
Oh, dear.
I do like over-the-ear. I did get Mrs. Rookie earbuds for Christmas like 3 years ago. She's never taken them out of the box. I think I might try to find those.
Oh, really?
And hook those up. Yeah, half the stuff she asked for she never uses. So I might try to find those and connect them to my phone, just see how they work when I take Tanner for a walk. But I like over-the-ear headphones, but I catch grief from my quote-unquote friends.
It was funny. I was thinking about this yesterday, too. I was talking to my mom, and she still has a landline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know exactly why, but, she does. So when I call her, I always call her on the landline. I don't call her on the cell phone because I just don't. I don't know. And something happened during our call that got knocked off, and all of a sudden, dead air. And so I called her right back, and I said, what happened? She said, I don't know. The call just dropped out. And I got a dial tone. I'm like, yeah. And I started thinking about a dial tone. Kids today probably don't even know what a dial tone is.
Right. You can't
slam
your
phone. They never even had to pick up a phone to see if the line was live,
I know.
We always used to have to do.
Well, it's kind of, crazy. This whole conversation that started off about, what's your favorite technological piece or what have you. I don't even know if you could pick one now. I mean, we've become so dependent. I mean, quite honestly, the one piece that I probably couldn't live without would be the laptop. It serves as my home computer. It serves as my work computer. I do everything off of it here at work. It's the one, I haven't had a PC or whatever they call them anymore in probably 10 years. The one thing I probably couldn't live without is the laptop. The one thing I wish never would have been invented, though, is like the iPhone. And not only for me, and I fall victim to this too, but especially having kids now that have phones, you're like Pavlov's dog. You know, everybody's got their tone, and it goes ding, and all of a sudden you're a slave to the phone. Who was it? What was that? What was it? What notification? Who texted me? Who sent me a tweet? Who's on Instagram? You know what I mean?
That
as soon as a phone goes ding, and it doesn't matter who it is, I do it too. Everybody's like, oh, what is that? You know, you can leave your phone on the kitchen counter, then you could be in the living room watching TV. Ding! What, you get up, and you got to go, what is it? That's the one piece I wish wasn't invented.
Yeah, I hear you. I got, the other day, I turned mine, I was doing something, and I didn't want to be bothered, so I turned it on silent, which I do on occasion, but my brother had called and left me a message, and I didn't see it till the next day, and I'm like, oh, man. And then I thought, you know what? The world didn't end. There's no
right.
deal. I didn't. I can call him back today.
You know, but phones are kind of phones are kind of a funny thing though, because if you go back to our day and you had a phone, and you had an answering machine with it, right?
Yes.
But what would be the first thing that you would do when you walked in the door? You'd go, "Do I have a blinking number? Is there a how many people called me?"
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Kind of. You're still kind of a slave to the phone. You know, the first thing you do when you came home is it's the light flashing. I've got three calls. Play. What did I
have any messages?
Right.
The worst thing is you go out of town for a week, you come home, you don't have any messages.
Nobody,
really?
Nobody missed me.
Nobody called in a whole week? Man, I am a giant.
Oh, technology, the good, the bad, and the ugly, man.
But now we take it with us.
Yeah, we do.
That's funny. All right, well, have a great weekend, and hopefully we can get out in the golf course soon. I know. How's your project coming?
I took the last 2 days off, but I've got to really get after it today. This is going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah,
we should be
done.
Hopefully we'll be golf. Maybe we can golf next week. And next weekend is not the tournament that you're playing in, right?
No, it's the weekend after.
Maybe we can play next weekend. Mrs. Rookie's out of town. I've got the kids, but they can hang out. I guess it'll all depend on how we feel after getting our second vaccine, because that's the one that might knock you out for 24 to 48 hours.
Well, I'm not too worried about that. My mom got her. She said there was nothing.
No, well, that's good.
No effects whatsoever.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, everybody responds differently. It's awesome that your mom did.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But maybe we can squeeze it in next week and get Saturday, Sunday, 18, 36, whatever it may be, because I'm itching, because I'll be getting after it this weekend for sure, because I took the last 2 days off.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we'll get it done.
Nice.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Billy.
And I will see you on Monday. And you can join us Monday, too, and I wish you would, from Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.